Ladies and gentlemen, we are here gathered in this beautiful and wonderful place called Radio. We do it every morning. We're here without fail. This is the Steve Harvey Morning Show. I got the greatest message from a kid who's been at my camp for six, seven years. He just graduated from Morehouse. Sent me a picture of him sitting on top of the Morehouse plaque with a cap and gown on. He said, "Mr. Harvey, we did it. Thank you for everything you taught me, sir. And oh, by the way, for some other kind of help too." And the kid graduated, man. So that was like really cool message for me. Good morning, Shirley.
Good morning, Steve. Congratulations.
On what?
On your mentorship. Yes. Are you kidding me right now?
I don't think y'all be listening.
Come on and be great, Harvey.
Yes, we listen.
We gotta
be engaged in the show, Steve. We're at work. What are you talking about?
Hold on.
Are
Shirley,
you listening
on.
To you?
Hold on, Shirley. Hey, Junior. That's too damn hard to laugh.
No, it ain't. It's right on time for you, boy.
I don't think he's listening to himself.
Welcome back, Carla.
I know, right?
Carla Farrell.
What's happening, Steve Harvey? And yes, Shirley, ditto that. Congratulations, mentoring
Crazy.
Program and your foundation, Mr. Harvey's. And I'm back. Yeah.
Congratulations, all.
Oh, this ignorant ass laughing, Mr. Harvey.
Hey, can I just say I love you for who you is?
For who you are, Junior.
For who I'm is.
Yes.
I know you're not offended.
No, I just was making sure for who I'm is. Ew. And then we can go from there. Me and Shirley want you to say for who you are is.
No.
For who you are.
Oh, my God.
For who you are.
All right, let's get to it. Without further ado, bring him on in.
What up, fool?
Top of the morning, big doggy. Hey, Shirley Carla Jr., good morning.
What's up, team?
Carla, you missed some ignorant moments on this show when you
Girl,
were out.
What I missed? I heard y'all was clowning. I heard, too.
Oh, man.
Just some crazy stuff from the nephew and the uncle.
Okay. So they were
and the play
out.
Cousin. Yeah.
Okay.
They were when he said he gonna put Tommy in that. Roll on back for his
so Carla,
yeah, Tommy said, wanted a funeral rehearsal.
I said I wanted my own funeral rehearsal so I know who coming to my
yesterday.
Funeral, who gonna sing and who gonna preach. And then he talking about
Steve said. No, Shirley, no, they're going to need a rehearsal because
what?
They're gonna have to figure out how to carry this little bitty casket.
This
little bitty casket. I can't get it out.
There's normally six people. So we ain't gonna need but two.
They could be the size of ring bearers. We got to go. All right, look. Coming up at 32 after the hour, inside something politically funny, all right? The first night of the Democratic National Debate was last night in Miami. We told you about that. Well, we'll talk about it right after this.